Okay, let's unpack this. If you've ever backed a Kickstarter campaign, or maybe you're thinking of launching one, you definitely know that feeling when the product finally ships. Fulfillment, right? It feels like the absolute peak, like that's the finish line.
It really does. But the source material we're looking at today, it's called Kickstarter Post-Fulfillment Support, Returns and Customer Service. It kind of flips that idea completely.
Right. It argues fulfillment isn't the end at all. It's actually like the start of something new, a
Yeah,
really critical phase.
exactly.
So our mission for this deep dive is to use this source and really get into what happens after delivery. How do creators actually build and, maybe more importantly, maintain trust and loyalty once the rewards are out there?
And what makes this so interesting, I think, is that whole crowdfunding context. It's not traditional retail, is it?
No, definitely not.
Backers have been on this journey sometimes for months, even years. They're invested. But once they get that product, they still, understandably, expect some kind of customer experience. And this source really digs into managing that unique relationship.
Okay, so let's start with the why. Why does this post-fulfillment stage matter so much? The source seems pretty emphatic about it.
It is. It stresses that it's not just about, fixing things that break or got lost in the mail. It's much deeper. It's about nurturing the connection that started way back during the campaign.
Right, so maintaining the relationship.
Yeah, and the source breaks down why it's so critical. Things like trust maintenance. If a problem pops up, and let's be real, problems will pop up,
Inevitably.
how you handle it shows backers if their initial trust was actually justified. And that directly feeds into brand building. Good support can turn a backer with a problem into your biggest fan.
Which impacts reputation management, I guess. Word of mouth, online reviews.
Precisely. And then there's customer retention. Happy backers, especially those whose problems you solved well, are way more likely to back your next thing. The source basically says handling this stage well can define your reputation and open doors for future growth.
So problems are baked into the process. It's the strategy for dealing with them that counts.
That's the core idea.
Okay, so what kind of problems are we typically talking about here? What does the source say creators usually face after the boxes have landed?
Well, it lists the usual suspects, things creators really need to anticipate. You've got damaged goods, maybe issues for manufacturing or just rough shipping.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. Then missing items from a package or incorrect orders, wrong size, wrong color, that kind of thing. Sometimes even late deliveries still linger for some international backers.
Right.
And then the slightly trickier ones, returns and refund requests, and potentially warranty claims down the line if something stops working.
So these aren't necessarily signs of failure, but just the reality of making and shipping physical products.
Exactly. The source frames them as normal operational challenges. But the key takeaway is you need a proactive plan. You can't just wing it when these happen.
Which brings us nicely to the solutions. How does the source suggest creators actually manage all this? How do they turn these potential headaches into, well, maybe not positives, but at least neutral or well-handled situations?
Transparency. That's the first thing the source really hammers home. Setting expectations early, like really early, ideally even during the campaign.
What does that look like in practice?
It means clearly stating things like your policy on returns or refunds, even if the answer is we generally don't accept them except for defects. Outlining warranty details, telling people exactly how to report an issue. Is it a specific email, a help desk link, a contact form?
And maybe expected response times too.
Yes, definitely. Just knowing the process, knowing what to expect, it really cuts down on backer frustration if something does go wrong. They know where to go and roughly when they'll hear back.
And the source also pushes for a dedicated support channel, right? Why is using, say, support@yourproject.com or even help desk software better than just handling it through the main project email?
Oh, it's huge. Volume and organization. The source points out that your main inbox becomes chaos pretty fast.
I can imagine.
A dedicated email is a minimum first step. But using proper help desk software, the source mentions things like Zendesk, Freshdesk, Help Scout that really levels things up.
How so? For a Kickstarter specifically?
Well, it lets you track everything systematically. You can see all communication with a specific backer. You can tag issues like damaged in transit or missing component. You can spot patterns if there's a recurring defect. It just ensures things don't get lost. It shows professionalism.
Keeps things from falling through the cracks, and it signals to backers you're serious about support.
Exactly. And related to that, the source really emphasizes preparing standard responses and
Right,
FAQs.
because you'll get the same questions over and over.
You will. Having well-written, clear answers ready for common issues saves you a ton of time. Plus, a good FAQ empowers backers to solve simpler problems themselves, which they often prefer anyway.
Okay, let's drill down on returns and refunds. We said Kickstarter isn't a store, but the source suggests having some kind of policy is important for trust.
It seems so. Backers have paid for a product, they expect something. The source advises setting a realistic policy. Maybe it's returns within, say, 14 or 30 days, but only for unused products. And be clear about who covers return shipping.
Okay.
But the key is making that policy super clear and easy to find. No surprises. And interestingly, the source strongly suggests favoring replacements over refunds when you can.
Why is that?
Often, it's actually better for your reputation and sometimes even your bottom line, especially with international shipping costs. Ask for photos to verify damage, then ship a replacement. The source even advises holding back a small number of units specifically for this replacements and warranty issues.
That's smart planning. And refunds.
Handle them case by case, maybe using PayPal or Stripe. For items truly lost in the mail after investigation, or things that are catastrophically broken and unfixable, flexibility and fairness go a long way here.
The source also nods to the fact that sometimes you encounter difficult backers. Any quick tips from the source on handling those interactions?
Yeah, it touches on that. The advice is pretty standard but crucial. Stay calm. Stay professional. Acknowledge their frustration sometimes. Just feeling heard helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, stick politely but firmly to your stated policies. Don't get drawn into arguments. And crucially, don't let one or two really negative voices drain all your energy or make you forget the vast majority of supportive backers.
Good advice. Okay, so we've covered fixing problems. What about going beyond that? What does the source suggest for providing truly exceptional support that builds loyalty?
Two main things stood out to me in the source. First, follow-up surveys. After most backers have received their items, send out a survey using free tools like Google Forms or Typeform.
Why do that? Just for testimonials?
Testimonials are great, yeah. But it's more than that. It's invaluable feedback on the product itself. What do they like? What could be improved? And feedback on the support process, too. It helps you improve for next time.
That makes sense. And the second thing?
Staying in touch. This is huge. The source warns creators not to just disappear after shipping. Don't go dark.
Why is continued communication so important?
It shows you're still committed to the project, to the product, and to the community you built. It keeps them engaged. You can use email newsletters, social media, even Kickstarter updates. It builds anticipation for whatever you might do next.
The source actually uses Pebble as a case study here, doesn't it?
It does, and it's a really powerful one. Pebble was massive, a huge Kickstarter success story, but they ran into major issues, post-fulfillment, defects, delays.
Wait, I remember some of that.
But their communication was legendary. They were incredibly transparent about the problems, and they bent over backwards on support, offering replacements and refunds, even when it must have cost them a fortune. That built incredible loyalty. People stuck with them because they felt respected and informed.
And the source contrasts that with campaigns that just vanished.
Exactly. Campaigns that hit problems and just stopped communicating. All that goodwill built during the campaign, gone. Instantly. The lesson is really stark. Support isn't some optional add-on. It's part of the product experience you promise.
So wrapping this up, the core message from this deep dive seems clear. Fulfillment isn't really the finish line. It's more like the starting line for being a product creator, maybe even a brand.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And how you navigate that starting phase, especially the bumps in the road, is what can earn you, as the source says, lifelong fans.
Totally. The source almost gives you a checklist. Communicate your policies early and clearly. Use professional tools. Plan for common problems like returns, maybe even budget some extra stock for it. Log everything and keep talking to your community.
How you finish really does seem to dictate whether you get a chance to start again with a future project.
Absolutely. It often feels like the single biggest factor.
It really reframes things, doesn't it? Thinking that solving problems well after delivery isn't just putting out fires, but actually a chance to make that backer relationship even stronger, turning potential critics into advocates.
Which leads to a fascinating thought, maybe something for you to consider. We know perfection is impossible, right? Problems will happen. So could it be that handling those inevitable problems proactively, transparently, and fairly actually builds more trust and deeper loyalty than if everything had just gone perfectly smooth from the start?
That's a really interesting question, something to chew on. Think about your own experiences as a customer or a backer. How did that post-purchase support, or the lack of it, really shape how you felt about the whole thing long term?